So yes, so we have the four groups that masters, the four groups within our culture that masters of marriage tend to come from. So you have the strivers. There are those who have high income. They are success oriented. They are hardworking. We encountered a striver mentality and engaged encounter when we were getting ready for marriage. And the phrase went along like, good marriages don't just happen. You have to work at them. And that resonated in our very young minds because, right, we were in the midst of our own striving in a career, educational ways. So that's what strivers do. They're going to be looking for ways to improve on their marriage as well. Yes, liberals who espouse family diversity for others are themselves a very traditional model of the family. Wilcox is part of the Jeffersonian Award at UVA. That's $150,000 over 4 years. 80% of the recipients of that very prestigious award come from a mother and a father living at the same address. 80% of them. Ivy League schools. There was a poll of one of the classes. How many were in it? Well, not maybe not a poll, but a survey. A survey of some sort. 23 out of 25 of those children came from intact homes. This was at Yale. So we have the strivers. Now we have the faithful. These are ones where both the mother and the father, you need the and, are going to church four times or more a month. It isn't, you know, Easter and Ash Wednesday or something. It's both. The third one, so here's where not all of us can fit into this group, is the Asian Americans. And he calls them the China, right? But my daughter, I said. So that would include China, India, the Philippines, South Korea. So those, and you can see, they would also tend to be striver types as well. The Eastern style family values. So, and those stable families give their kids a big head start in the pursuit of the American dream. And then the conservatives that have classic middle class values.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting when you, because what you have to find from those, then I would assume what Brad Wilcox is looking at is what are the correlating terms? Like if you're going to do your Venn diagram, what is it that all of these four groups predominantly share? And I think that what you have to at least note is that they all put an end as the more important reality than the lived means. Right? They are all living towards an objective goal. And their objective goal overrides all of, you said it before very well, where you said, when you were talking about the hard case, right, not making good law, right? You don't live your life on the outlier because that does not pertain to the overriding goal. So I would also say, so they have a goal, but I bet that you would also find that in every one of these groups, you have people who have been trained in delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not looking to be titillated or to be excited or to be, or, you know, for excitement. That's not what they're in this game for. They're not marrying someone because he fulfills me, right? Right, in that sense. Like, it's not a romanticism that, not to say that in any of these marriages, there isn't authentic romance, meaning that many of these are going to be true love stories, but with the understanding that love is not defined by Disney, but by the authentic willing of the good for the other. And so all of these people in these four categories are going to have those elements that are going to be there. Striving for a common goal, you know, delayed gratification, and authentic love where they are seeking the good of their husband or their wife or their children, right? I mean, that those things are going to be, if you did it across those four things, because something has to join them, right? There's some commonality. But the beautiful thing about those three things is that they're not innate to the human person, right? Everyone can attain to all of those three things. You can be directed toward a common goal. You can delay gratification, and you can objectively will the good of the other. So no matter where you came from, if you strive for those three commonalities, in addition to those other things that we talked about at the very beginning, which is having your life correctly ordered, right? Getting your high school diploma, finishing what you started, as it were, right? Finish the things that you start. Don't engage in promiscuous sexual behavior or have children before you get married, and then have children after the actual wedding, right? And that does actually literally mean going into your wedding night in a state of purity so that you can give all of yourself as a gift to your husband, or that the wife can give all of herself, I mean, the husband can give all of himself to his wife as gift, right? Those things matter, because with those six points, I'm hard pressed to think. I mean, obviously sin enters into every man's heart, right? But your advantage at that point is so high that it becomes, it would be a monumental catastrophe that would cause that foundation to falter.
It'd be a statistical anomaly. You would be an anomaly.
They would be the anomaly. Right.
That is right.
And they do happen. I mean, let's be honest, they do happen. I mean, we live in a fallen world, and even the best of men, you know, the Bible is replete with pious men who were seduced by evil women, or women who might have been good and had their heart turned against their husband for one reason or another, right? I mean, literature and the Bible and history certainly gives us enough examples of those things. But in general, I think that those foundations, I mean, they're ordained by God. So they're
See, but if you're doing that, if you, even in our age, so let's say you've decided you're going to enter into the marriage covenant as God intends, there has to be some prior commitments to something higher than just feeling. And so let's say we do have this young couple, and God forbid something, a car accident or you know, some sort of an illness out of the blue. I think just that action of delaying till marriage means there's a community around that young couple that's going to somehow shepherd them through a crisis that would shipwreck most everybody else, even in those small circumstances.
Right. It's just, I mean, I think Brad Wilcox is right. Brad Wilcox.